Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon. I'm Floyd Morgan, one of the pastors here at Christ Community Church, and so glad to have you here. Welcome. Thank you for sharing this celebration of life of Marjorie Helene LeBlond, born August 3rd, 1962, and passed from this life September the 8th, 2024. Now, we celebrate Margie's life today because, well, we can. At the beginning of this year, she accepted Jesus Christ as her personal Savior and Lord. And according to God's word, she believed by faith. And then that just means we know where she is today. And that's a cause for celebration. Her story started back when she met Danielle right here. And they were both working at, they're being treated for cancer. And so Danielle was able to share with her and both of them. Just got to know each other, and then she came and invited her to Christ Community Church. And she also made friends at the Tuesday morning, I believe it was a Tuesday morning women's group, right? We have some of those people here. Thank you so much for being here, where she made some good friends and had a real hunger to understand God's word. And so that was just a great time. Even though she had treatments that were making her eyesight really difficult to read and so on, she really pushed through wanting to, you know, really wanting to read the Bible and really wanted to understand it. And in her own words, she declared, because a close friend told me this is what happened, she declared that Jesus was her Lord and Savior. And she declared also that she gave her cancer over to God, her life and her cancer. And so today, she's in the presence of God, and which gives us, again, a reason to celebrate. And at the end of the day, that's really all that matters. Let's open our time in a word of prayer. Lord, thank you for just being in our midst. God, we come grieving because we lost someone that we chose to love, that we were close to. I pray you would comfort and give us your peace as we walk through this time together and also navigate the road ahead. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, I guess it's my turn. All right. Okay, here. How's that? Is that better? Is it a little better? Okay, all right. He's got a good point, though. I am very shy. I will talk very quietly, so thank you, Grandpa. Okay, so all of you have heard about me. You guys know me by different names. I typically go by Andy, but anyways, thank you guys for coming for this memorial for my mom. She didn't really want this, but I'm glad we did it. Sorry. I told me to get a box of tissues. I was like, you guys, it's fine, but obviously it's not. So, I'm glad you guys could all make it and show her the love that she received from you guys. I don't think she saw that, but obviously you guys loved her and you're here. So, thank you for coming. With that being said, I feel like giving you guys a small disclaimer. I've never been to a memorial, a funeral, or anything, and I've never had to write a eulogy. So it's probably going to be weird, but if you know anything about my family, we're weirdos. So it's just going to fit right in, hopefully. It'll be a little weird, but I think it's going to make sense after we get to the end of it. So, yeah. So where I started was for most of my childhood, I spent every other weekend with my mom, and I also spent every Wednesday with her. And I was not allowed to miss it for anything. I don't care if it was a birthday party or just to hang out with friends. The level of degree on how important I was trying, the event was that I was trying to miss it, it didn't matter, I couldn't miss it. So that's where the rest of this comes in, is how did we fill the time? Well, the first and foremost thing that we did was Survivor. I don't know if anybody knows about it, but it's a competition reality TV show that secludes 18 people into three groups of six on a remote island in Fiji. And we started watching it when I was a kid, and no matter what, it always continued. I don't care if we were arguing or not talking or what, we were always watching Survivor. We went to the park, or I'm sorry, the zoo a lot, so like 3-4 times a year. And to be honest, I got annoyed about it. I was like, I'm so done. It's always the same. But it was her favorite, so I had to go. And we had a little routine. We'd visit the otters, we'd visit the giraffes, we'd do all that stuff. Another part of the routine, I don't know if anybody remembers it or if it's still there or what, the peacock, stone peacock out front. Yeah, every time, no matter what, even if it was like the third time that year, I took a photo, or she took a photo of me on there. And, you know, I was a kid, I got older and I got annoyed, but now when I was putting together the slideshow you'll see in a minute, it kind of provided a growth chart all the way from like age 3 to age 16, and now I'm really grateful that she did that for me, you know, even if I was like, do I really have to do this? I'm glad that she did it. Another stuff we did to fill the time was arts and crafts. And that's a very umbrella term. We did things like build nightstands out of wooden crates and 2x4s, and we sanded it, cut it, painted it, all of it from scratch. We did it all ourselves. But arts and crafts also meant things like macrame, painting, even Cricut projects. And over the years, that meant arts and crafts meant so many things. So that was one way we filled the time. And we also baked, and we went to the movies. She did my nails. I wish I had the same level she did. And she told me stories. So some of the stories she told me were about Frank, her first husband, who was a truck driver. He did unfortunately pass in a car crash. But she told me stories about him, and she spoke of him very fondly, and I think that if he hadn't passed, she would have had a very lovely life. And I think that's one she would have tried to pursue, but unfortunately, life is life and takes people. But a fortunate part of that unfortunate story is her first child, she had several, or actually five. Her first child, his name was Kenneth, he did survive that same car crash. Her third child, his name's Daniel, but we don't talk about him. Can't tell you why, just stories don't come up. And then she had a fourth child, DJ, and then of course me. So, you know, she would always tell me stories about Kenneth, not really about Daniel, but with DJ, we are only 6 years apart. So there wasn't much that she could tell me that I didn't already know. I was like, I've known this dude my entire life. I know all the stories. But anyways, the whole point to this is there was one story she told me eventually that I didn't know because it happened before me or when I was a kid, but apparently you used to see ghosts, and the ghost you used to see was of her second child. And that child's name is Marjorie Bess, but she also passed away. So we also filled the time by talking about anything and everything. She was my biggest supporter of just everything. I know, I'm just trying to get through it. I don't want to be up here the whole time. But she was my biggest supporter of anything and everything. My dark, I dress like this normally, you guys. So my dark sense of style, my dark sense of humor, and about, if I had to guess, like 3 years ago, I started going by Andy instead of Helen Renee, as some or many of you know me. And she was my biggest supporter with that. You know, it's, you give your child their name and you call it them by that for so many years, it's hard to switch around when they ask you to. And she struggled. Who's not gonna struggle? But she made the biggest effort and she was my biggest supporter. So, other fun things we did that I remembered and I just kind of wanted to throw out there is we also just would sit on the porch enjoying the weather and drinking, not necessarily the non-alcoholic version. But regretfully, we also fought a lot. And if I could have changed that, I would have. But at the same time, what are you going to do? On more than one occasion, we didn't talk for several months at a time. My other siblings, they cut contact and they stopped talking to her. But I couldn't, and it's a decision I totally understand and a decision I totally respect. But for whatever reason, I could never do that. I could never fully walk away. We just didn't talk for long periods of time. And I believe it was in 2020 when we were in an argument, not talking for months on end, and she reaches out and says, hey, it's my birthday soon, let's go to dinner. I was like, all right, I don't enjoy where we're at, so I would like to talk to you and all of that, let's do it. And we did, we caught up and kind of moved past what we were talking about, but that was also when she told me that she had been diagnosed with cervical cancer. And that just kind of brings me through the last few years of her life. She went through several different treatments, and they were brutal. They attacked her bones, they attacked her eyesight, and she put up the biggest fight that she could, but cancer is cancer. You know, you hear about it all the time. It's in a child, it's in an adult woman, it doesn't care who you are, it just takes and takes and takes, and if you are fortunate enough to get through it, it's a rare, and it's fortunate, but she wasn't one of those fortunate ones to get through it. So yeah, in September 8th, she was in the hospital. Let me not get too graphic here. She has just had some low immunity, and she got sick, and because of the low immunity, there was just no chance of getting better, and just ended up passing away from that. But regardless, I know a lot of people in here have different beliefs on what lays for or beyond it, what waits for us on the other side after we pass. You know, some people are like, there's nothing, there's God, there's heaven, there's hell, there's so many different things. But regardless of what you believe, she is at peace. You know, where she was suffering and she's no longer at peace. And me personally, I don't know what there is. I just hope it's something, because the considerable amounts of pain that we go through in life has to be for something. It's gotta be for something, because it just sucks. There's a lot of pain, and I hope there's something, and I know that she's at peace now. So, that is all I have for you guys before I start rambling or crying more. But just a little side note that I didn't have written down. I do thank you guys all for coming. I know that, and anyways, thank you all for coming. You guys helped enrich her life in the last few years of her life by giving her arts and crafts to do or to find a purpose for all of this. I know that she appreciated each and every one of you and that you made a tremendous impact on her life, and I know that she would be thankful, and if she could tell you she was thankful, she would. That's all I got for you guys, but thank you for listening and dealing with my stumbling and my muttering and all of that. Yeah.
I've cursed on a Sunday. I've cheated and I've lied. I've fallen down from grace a few too many times. But I find holy redemption when I put this car in drive. Roll the windows down and turn up the dial. Can I get Mercedes. Whoa, whoa, whoa,
smaller group, if you got a voice, you can just stand and speak where you're at as well. Anybody? Not everybody at once, because then it gets all messy and stuff.
I'll stand. How do you get it out? Alita Jewelry Group. And these are some of the gals that go to it. Marching and everything.
And settled, we got Anderson, and we got
absolutely was not good.